This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school volleyball for the second straight season. The Seguin Lady Matadors took down San Antonio John Jay in the Class 5A bi-district round of the playoffs. Seguin defeated Jay in four sets on Thursday at the San Antonio Convocation Center, 21-25, 25-15, 25-18, and 25-21. The victory extended the Lady Mats' season-high win streak to 13 matches. Junior hitter Ellie Anderson led Seguin with 22 kills and 4 service aces. Senior setter Giselle Morales had 20 digs and 37 assists, both team highs. Morales is now 33 assists away from 3,000 in her career. Seguin head coach Ashley Ferris talked about her senior captain after the win.
That kid, she's our glue to our team. She's the leader on and off the court, honestly. All of our team looks up to her. Our environment is how she's feeling. She has so much responsibility, and she handles it so beautifully. Super, super proud of her. And she wouldn't even care about the individual accolades. She's all about this team and just wants us to win and do what's best for the team.
The Lady Mats will play Smithson Valley next week in the area round. The Rangers swept Seguin in the second round last year. The Marion Lady Bulldogs are also moving on to the area round in Class 3A. Marion swept past Hondo in their bi-district match in Pleasanton yesterday, taking the match 25-22, 25-18, and 25-19. The win was the 15th straight for the Lady Bulldogs. Marion will play Columbus next week in the area round. The Lady Cardinals are ranked 6th in Class 3A in the latest state volleyball poll. And the Naval Lady Panthers made it to the area round with a sweep of Carrizo Springs in Bandera on Thursday night. Navarro made short work of the Lady Wildcats, winning 25-8, 25-10, and 25-14 in the Class 4A bi-district playoff. Navarro's next opponent is a familiar one. The Lady Panthers will face former district foe Wimberley next in the area round. Wimberley is ranked 3rd in the latest Class 4A state volleyball poll. Next week's area matchup will be a rematch of last year's regional final won by the Lady Texans, who won the state championship in 2024. High school football, the 113th edition of the Guadalupe River Bowl, takes place tonight as the Seguin Matadors meet the New Braunfels Unicorns at Unicorn Stadium. New Braunfels is 3-2 in District 13-5A and tied for third place in the district. Seguin is 2-3, one game out of the final playoff spot. After beating Wagner last week, the Matadors control their playoff destiny, a win by Seguin tonight by at least 5 points, and a victory over San Antonio MacArthur next week will clinch a playoff spot for the Matadors, giving them an advantage in a potential district tie-breaking scenario. The Matadors will have to overcome recent history to get a win tonight. The Unicorns have won 11 straight and 17 of the last 18 meetings between the schools. The last victory for Seguin came in 2013 in a 38-31 overtime victory in Seguin. The Matadors' last victory in New Braunfels was 20 years ago in 2005. Seguin head coach Craig Daly says New Braunfels will try to give the Matadors different looks on defense tonight.
It's week to week. Sometimes they play press man, and sometimes they play off and make you earn it. I think they're going to play off and make us put some drives together. But so did Wagner. That's how Wagner started the game off early, you know. And I think we had a 12-play drive on the opening drive, and then I think the next one was a double digit. So that showed that our guys' discipline of just taking what they're giving us, right? So that's what we really got to do. If they get in our face, we're going to have to throw the ball down the field. If they drop 8 or 9 like they did against us last year, we're going to have to run the football. So we got to be ready for both.
Kickoff for tonight's Guadalupe River Bowl is set for 7 p.m. at Unicorn Stadium. We'll have the game on KWED. Also tonight, the Navarro Panthers play Lago Vista in their final regular season game at Irwin Lee Field. The Panthers are looking to close out their regular season with three straight District 13-4A wins. Navarro is on a bye in the final week of the regular season next week. The Panthers are 2-3 in District. Lago Vista is 1-3. Kickoff tonight is set for 7:30 p.m. at Irwin Lee. The Panthers are set to move into the new Navarro High School and have a new football stadium in 2026. And the Marion Bulldogs host Class 3A 4th-ranked Llano in their final home game of the season tonight. The Bulldogs are 2-1 in District 13-3A. The Yellow Jackets 3-0. Marion and Llano meet at 7 p.m. tonight at Veterans Stadium in Marion. We'll have high school football Friday night starting at 6:15 this evening on KWED. We'll visit with Navarro head coach Glenn Hill on the Navarro Panther Report. Then we'll chat with Marion head coach Joe Call on the Marion Bulldog Report. We'll also have more with Seguin head coach Craig Daly on the Seguin Matador Report. That'll be followed by our Matador football pregame leading up to the Guadalupe River Bowl kickoff between Seguin and New Braunfels at 7 o'clock tonight at Unicorn Stadium right here on AM 1580 and streaming at SeguinToday.com. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.